Trump hits Joe Biden's globalist record, sent jobs overseas while flooding U.S. with illegal immigration. By John Binder on October 14, 2020. President Trump slammed Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden's globalist record of supporting illegal immigration and offshoring American jobs to foreign countries during a rally in Des Moines, Iowa. On Wednesday night, Trump denounced Biden's three-decade record of marching in lockstep with corporate interests on trade, immigration, and foreign wars over American workers and the safety of American soldiers. For decades, Biden and his cronies laughed while they shipped millions of your jobs to their friends in foreign countries, Trump said, adding. They live behind gated walls and flooded your communities with illegal immigration. Deadly drugs, MS-13 savages that assault, rape, and murder innocent Americans. They forced our fellow citizens to live in crumbling inner cities while they spent trillions of dollars on never-ending foreign wars. They just never ended, but you know, we're bringing our soldiers back home. It's not easy, not easy, the military-industrial complex. Not the easiest thing, but we're bringing them back home, Trump said. In 1993 and the early 2000s, Biden vowed support for the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. China's entering the World Trade Organization, WTO, and normalizing United States trade relations with China. The measures resulted in the U.S. losing 5 million manufacturing jobs and at least 50,000 manufacturing plants, destabilizing communities, and putting downward pressure on wages. Biden, as vice president, also lobbied for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, free trade agreement, which would have forced American workers to compete for jobs against workers in Vietnam and Malaysia who are paid cents for an hour's worth of work. In Iowa, specifically, at least 24,600 jobs as of 2013 have been eliminated or displaced in the state due to U.S. free trade with China. On immigration, Biden's campaign platform includes increasing foreign competition against American workers via more legal immigration, more visa programs, freeing illegal aliens into the U.S. interior while they await their immigration hearings, an amnesty for anywhere from 11 to 22 million illegal aliens who are currently living in the country. Researchers have projected that potentially 52 million more foreign nationals could be added to the American population as a result of Biden's expansive immigration policy. Trump, on the other hand, has sought to decrease foreign competition against American workers by executively halting various visa programs to give preference to unemployed Americans for U.S. jobs. Similarly, Trump has issued new regulations on the H-1B visa program to prevent outsourcing firms and corporations from replacing American workers with imported foreign workers, mostly from India. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.